Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Questions by the Sages, Text 20. Kritavan Kila Karmani Saha Ramena Keshavaha Atimartyani Bhagavan Guda Kapata Manushaha Kritavan Kila Karmani Saharamena Keshavaha Atimartyani Bhagavan Gudha kapata manushaha Kritavan kila karmani Sahara mena keshavaha Atimartyani bhagavan Gudha kapata manushaha Kritavan kila karmani Sahara mena keshavaha Atimartyani bhagavan Gudha kapata manushaha Kritavan kila karmani Sahara mena keshava Nimadhyani bhagavan Nakapatam manasa Kritavan kila karmani Sahara mena keshava Timartyani Bhagavan Akapatavamisa Kidavan Kila Karmani Akapatavamisa Kritavan kila karmani Sahara mena keshava Atimartyani bhagavan Gudha kapata manusha Kritavan kila karmani Sahara mena keshava Dimartyani Bhagavan Akapatamamasa Vaishnavis Kritavan Kila Karmani Saramena Keshava Atimartyani Bhagavan Gudha kapata manusha Kritavan kila karmani Sahara mena keshava Natyani bhagavan Kritavan manusha Kritavan done by Kila what? Karmani acts. Saha along with Ramena Balaram Keshavaha Shri Krishna Atimartyani superhuman Bhagavan the personality of Godhead Gudaha masked as Kapata apparently Manushaha human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so masked, he performed many superhuman acts. Purport. The doctrines of anthropomorphism and zoomorphism are never applicable to Sri Krishna or the personality of Godhead. The theory that a man becomes God by dint of penance and austerities is very much rampant nowadays, especially in India. Since Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were detected by the sages and saints to be the personality of Godhead, as indicated in revealed scriptures, many unscrupulous men have created their own incarnations. This process of concocting an incarnation of God has become an ordinary business, especially in Bengal. Any popular personality with a few traits of mystic powers will display some feat of jugglery and easily become an incarnation of Godhead by popular vote. Lord Shri Krishna was not that type of incarnation. He was actually the personality of Godhead from the very beginning of his appearance. He appeared before his so-called mother as four-armed Vishnu. Then, at the request of the mother, he became like a human child and at once left her for another devotee at Gokula, where he was accepted as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. Similarly, Sri Baladev, the counterpart of Lord Shri Krishna, was also considered a human child born of another wife of Sri Vasudev. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his birth and deeds are transcendental, and that anyone who is so fortunate as to know the transcendental nature of his birth and deeds will at once become liberated and eligible to return to the kingdom of God. So, knowledge of the transcendental nature of the birth and deeds of Lord Shri Krishna is sufficient for liberation. In the Bhagavatam, the transcendental nature of the Lord is described in 9 cantos, and in the 10th canto, his specific pastimes are taken up. All this becomes known as one's reading of this literature progresses. It is important to note here, however, that the Lord exhibited his divinity even from the lap of his mother, and that his deeds are all superhuman. He lifted Govardhan Hill at the age of 7, and that all these acts definitely prove him to be actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, due to his mystic covering, he was always accepted as an ordinary human child by his so-called father and mother and other relatives. Whenever some Herculean task was performed by him, the father and mother took it otherwise, and they remain satisfied with unflinching parental love for their son. As such, the sages of Naimasharanya describe him as apparently resembling a human being, but actually he is the supreme, almighty personality of Godhead. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, given that Janmashtami, the appearance day of Lord Krishna, is approaching very quickly, it's appropriate that we're reading a verse like this today about Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental appearance. Of course, I think soon we'll be reading from Krishna book instead of having the regular Bhagavatam class. But this verse from the Bhagavatam is very appropriate. Srila Prabhupada begins the purport by stating the doctrines of anthropomorphism and zoomorphism are not applicable to Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. So, anthropomorphism means, in this connection, attributing the form and personality of an ordinary human to God. And of course, this is connected with the idea of impersonalism, that mistaken idea that God originally has no form or personality, but human beings just project their form and personality onto that impersonal absolute. It's a very common idea these days. Even many religionists, they think that that's what's actually going on. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna rejects that characterization. Avyaktim vyaktim apanam manyante mam abhudayaha. Krishna says, unintelligent people think in that way, that I'm impersonal, but I've just adopted or had imposed upon me this personal form. So, the actual situation is something different. Krishna has his original personal form. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Svayam, the Srimad Bhagavatam states, Krishna in his two-armed form is the original personality of Godhead. That's Krishna's original form. And Srila Prabhupada would many times quote the Bible. You know, man is made in the image of God. So he would say like that. Krishna has, in his original spiritual form, it's human-like. And our form is a reflection of that. Our form is made after that. So you could call this theomorphism, not anthropomorphism. Anthropo is a Greek word. It means human being. Morph means form. So anthropomorphism means taking on, you know, the human-like form, having that projected on you. But theomorphism, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, is the condition of being made in the image of God. So Srila Prabhupada in many places says that is the real position. Krishna in his original form has two arms, two legs, and therefore we have two arms, two legs, a human-like form. And of course you can understand it even a little bit further. I mean, we don't say Krishna alone is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's Radha Krishna. So there's an original male form, an original female form, and our male and female forms in this world are a reflection of that. So that's the concept of anthropomorphism, which Srila Prabhupada said is not applicable to Krishna, the personality of Godhead. And instead, it's the opposite. We're not projecting our form onto some impersonal absolute. Rather, the absolute is personal and has form and is giving us a form based on that original form. So it's an important matter to understand. Then Srila Prabhupada's next point is that in this modern day and age, many people are falsely claiming to be God. Even in the street, you know, when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he would meet many young people, other people. They would come to hear his class. They would hear him talking about God. And then they would say, I am God. So it was a very common thing. So once Srila Prabhupada was discussing this phenomenon with one of his disciples, and the disciple asked him, should we become angry, you know, when we encounter a person who claims to be God? And Srila Prabhupada's answer was, no, you shouldn't become externally angry. You may feel like that internally. It's correct to feel like that, but for the sake of preaching, it's not good to express that anger externally, at least not in the beginning. He said, what you should do is ask the person, what is your definition of God? And, you know, Srila Prabhupada on another occasion said, in this connection and speaking to such people, yes, what is your definition of God? If you give the proper definition and you fit the definition, well, I'm a God worshiper, I'll be happy to worship you. So they have two choices when they're asked to give a definition. They can say, well, I don't know, in which case Srila Prabhupada said, then you rascal, how can you claim to be God if you don't even know what the definition of God is? How do you know that you are God? And then if they do give a definition, if it's a genuine definition of God, they won't be able to demonstrate that they personally satisfy that definition, unless they actually happen to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very unlikely. And Srila Prabhupada said there are definitions given in the Vedic scriptures what God is actually like. And one that he often cited was Aishwarasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yasasa Shriya Jnana Vairaga Yos Chaiva Sanam Bhaga Mitingana. You know, the personality of Godhead will have these six characteristics. He will have full opulence or full wealth, full strength, full power, full beauty, full knowledge, full renunciation. Did I leave one out? Fame. Full fame. And we can see that each of us, any person, has some of these qualities to some limited degree, but no one really possesses them in full. And, you know, there are other definitions of God given in the Vedic literature. Natasya karyam karanam shavidyate. Natatshamas chavidikastra drishyate. Parasya shaktir vividaiva shruyate. Svabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. Natasya karyam karanam shavidyate. There is nobody who is superior or equal to God. There is nobody that can assign God any duty. God is swarat, completely free and independent. So, is there anybody like that? See, everybody, nobody in this material world is completely independent. They're under the authority of someone. You know, Srila Prabhupada would give an example. Like, if you claim to be a millionaire or a billionaire, well, can you demonstrate it? Do something that demonstrates that you have $1 million or $1 billion. Purchase something. Show a bank balance. Or if you claim to be the president of the United States, well, demonstrate it. Where's your Air Force One 747? Is it parked at the LA airport waiting for you? Let's go and see you get on it. So, Srila Prabhupada's basic approach was to ask people who claim to be God to give some definition of God. And if they couldn't give it, he said, he would say, rascal, fool. And if they did give it, he would show definitely how they don't meet any definition of God. So that's how he would handle that situation. And he said, another time he said, one way you can tell the difference between God and an ordinary human being is that an ordinary human being forgets and God never forgets anything. You know, we can just look at ourselves. You know, in one sense, Srila Prabhupada said, we can say we are God qualitatively. You know, nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. Nitya. As a jiva soul, I'm eternal. God is the supreme soul. He's also eternal. So we share in the nature of God. Chaitanas Chaitananam, I'm conscious, God is conscious. But there's a difference. Eko Bahunam Yovididati Kaman. Yes, I'm conscious and eternal, and God's conscious and eternal, but God is the supreme, and he's Vibhu, very great, and I am Anu, very small. And I depend upon God for my existence. Another example Srila Prabhupada would give is, again, I'm an American, the President of the United States is an American, but the President of the United States, although we're both Americans in that sense, the President of the United States has vastly greater powers than I do. He can give an order, and the military will go and attack some other country with all its forces. He has that power. I don't have the power to command a single soldier in the United States military. So he said, in a sense, you can say, you're like God. You're God in the sense of being God's energy, and you share some qualities with God. But if you analyze very minutely, if you meditate upon the question, you'll see that your nature, your consciousness, your powers are very limited, like forgetfulness. Like sometimes we try to remember a verse, we forget somebody's name. Srila Prabhupada would say, if I asked you what exactly were you doing last week at this time, of course for devotees sometimes it's easy, because we know where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to be doing at particular times. But even then we forget so many things. And that's how you can tell, Srila Prabhupada said, that you're not God. You forget. So, if we meditate upon our position, we'll see, yes, we may have some characteristics that we share with God, but definitely we're limited. God is superior in every way. So even during Krishna's presence, there were personalities who would claim to be God. One famous example was King Paundrika. Somehow or other, some people around him would flatter him and saying, you're really great, you're actually much greater than this Krishna who's pretending to be Vasudev, the personality of Godhead. You're actually the personality of Godhead. And he started believing it and started acting in that way. And actually he sent a messenger to Krishna and Dwarka saying, I've heard you're masquerading as the personality of Godhead. You're holding the conch, the lotus, the club, and the disc. I command you to give up those symbols and you surrender unto me, or else there's going to be a big price to pay. So he had sent a messenger to tell Krishna that, and Krishna told the messenger, well, you just tell him I'm going to deal with him. I am going to give up my weapons. I'm going to give up my disc, and I'm going to... So Krishna went to Benares, Kashi, which is where this King Paundrika, he was visiting his friend, the king of Kashi. And Krishna came with his army outside the city of Kashi. And Paundrika came out with his army. And Krishna looked at him. You know, he was dressed up. You know, there's a nice painting in the original Krishna book, you know, that shows King Poundrika with two extra arms glued on and holding his conch, disc, club, and lotus. And Krishna just laughed at him. He thought it was hilarious that, you know, he was thinking he was the personality of Godhead. So Poundrika's armies attacked Krishna. Krishna dealt with him, and then Krishna dealt with Poundrika. He did just what he said he was going to do. He gave up his disc. You want me to give up my disc? Okay. There it is. Cuts his head off. So even in Krishna's time, there were people who falsely claimed to be the personality of Godhead, and he dealt with them. Avajananti mamudha manushum. Yeah. So he said, the unintelligent people, they get bewildered when they see me in my human-like form. But the devotees aren't bewildered. And in a few days, we're going to be celebrating the appearance of Lord Krishna in his original human-like form. It's an event that happens once in a day of Brahma. It's about once every 8,640,000,000 years. So it was just 5,000 years ago, roughly, that Krishna appeared in his original transcendental form on this planet. And we're going to be celebrating that on Janmashtami in a few days. Okay. I would like to, you know, for the questions and comments session, just like to ask, first of all, has anybody here had any encounters with people who claim to be God that you could relate to us? Okay, you and then you. Okay, I think they're going to give you a microphone, you know, so that...
At various music festivals and college campuses, you meet kind of eccentric people that you're talking about God, and they say, "Well, I'm God." So it's interesting. There's actually a lot of people that there's a lot of people that think that way.
And what do you? How do you react?
I kind of just. Oh, that's very nice.
Please accept my humble apologies. Yeah.
Exactly. And I kind of just established how, well, if you're God, then there's all these other qualifications that you have that you got to have as well. But I try to be light with them, but also heavy at the same time.
Okay. And you had something to say?
Just different people who, like, gang members, stuff like that.
I can't hear you. You have to...
I said just, like, gang members.
Gang
like
members claim
yeah,
to be God.
In, like, Los Angeles or big cities.
They claim to be gods.
Yeah.
You've met some.
Yeah.
Do you accept them as God?
No.
No? Why not? You know somehow that they're not.
Well, no, they're not.
Okay. Archita had his hand up.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful presentation, Prabhu. Once in 1989, I gave a Bhagavatam class in New York Temple, Skimmerhorn Street. And this elderly Indian gentleman came in the middle of the class, and I could see he was very agitated the whole time. So at the end, When I asked for questions, he stood up and he said, I am Krishna. You can all worship me. So I looked at Radha Govinda and then I looked at him. I said, are you hungry? Breakfast will be at 8:30. And he sat down.
Okay.
So Prabhupada also said about dentists. He said, if somebody claims to be God, you ask them, you rascal, do you have to go to the dentist when you have a toothache? Then you're not God.
Hare Krishna. I was at a music festival distributing books, and I met this fella at his car, and I tried to show him the books, and he was busily going about trying to get his stuff together, and he just kind of nonchalantly said, oh yeah, what does it say about me? And then him and I got in this debate, and he didn't make any sense at all. And I got kind of hot-headed, and I kind of just more or less said it's not worth my time to argue with this guy. He was saying all kinds of stuff like we should eat animals to use their energy and stuff like that. So I definitely didn't accept him as God, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I didn't see you, Prabhu.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask a question.
We'll take it outside.
Krishna, Kunkus, he said, I'm Lord Kunkus. This city is going to be Krishna.
Oh, there's a...
Kamsa says, I'm the Lord Kamsa.
Kamsa says that. That's right. Krishna fixed him.